Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Sport, yes, it's a very big thing in this country. And many of us love to watch sport on TV, read about it on the social media. Now, some news about sport's negative, other news can be really inspiring. And I heard about something very unusual that happened back in December. Actually, it was the 2nd of December 2012. There was a cross-country race in the Spanish countryside near Balada in Navarre. Now, you had the Spanish long-distance runner Ivan Fernandez Anaya, and he was competing. He was second, and actually he was behind, some distance behind the leader, and the leader of that race was the Kenyan Abel Mutai. Now, Abel was a bronze medalist in the 3,000-metre steeplechase in the 2012 London Olympics. So as these two particularly came to the finishing line, or the straight coming up to the finishing line, Ivan saw Abel misunderstand the sign at the end of the race, and he mistakenly pulled up about 10 metres before the finish line, and he thought that he'd already crossed the line. So here he was, confused over the configuration of the course. And here was Ivan's opportunity to get past him and to win the race. After all, they say all's fair in love and sport, but not so in this race. He slowed up and he directed his competitor across the finishing line. Well, Mutai actually won the race. Ivan Anaya became, or was honourably called, second in the race. And this caused quite a sensation, as you can imagine. The world's press was very interested. Why would an opponent do this? Why would he let somebody else win when he was coming first? And Mutai actually has been reported as saying, well, he was the rightful winner. He created the gap. I didn't deserve to win. I was coming second, not first. So the sports journalists and the athletes praised Ivan's actions. But his coach wasn't quite so convinced. It was a very good act of honesty, he said, a gesture of the kind that isn't made anymore. I, he said, certainly would have taken advantage of it. I wouldn't have come second, I would have won. This has made him a better person, but not a better athlete. He wasted an occasion. You got to get out there and win. That's what his coach said. Well, Ivan showed inspiring honesty that day, and today he's a bit of a cult hero for his kindness in letting his opponent win. His coach was disappointed that he didn't go for it, but Ivan has no regrets, apparently. He knew what his conscience demanded, and not even a gold medal would make him compromise. So what's the issue here? Is it a greater priority to be a better person or a better athlete? I thought about that, and the Bible's got quite a bit to say about four things: fairness, character, conscience, and integrity. For example, Proverbs 10 verse 9 says this: whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked paths will be found out. Now, of course, there are some things in life prized more highly than winning. The Voice translation for Proverbs 10 verse 9 says, the path of integrity is always safe, but a person who follows a crooked way will be exposed. What does that mean? Well, people who have integrity live by fairness, even when that fairness puts them at a disadvantage or there's some difficulty caused. They fight fair even with those when there are those around them who don't. So they consider their word the bond. If they say yes, they mean yes. People find them to be authentic and transparent. What you see is what you get. And I think we admire people like that, people of integrity. They don't hide what they're doing. They're people, as it says in Psalm 32, verse 2, in whose spirit there is no deceit. They're helpful, they're respectful, and the people of integrity go the extra mile with a smile. They do more than what's required because I think in many cases they know that God can be their strength. So it's the person who doesn't try to cut the corners at other people's expense. So the Bible talks about integrity, character, moral purity. Solomon is said to have walked with integrity of heart and uprightness, just as his father did. And David says, I know, my God, that you test the heart and you are pleased with integrity. David, he was a man of integrity. Well, there we go. Well, Lord, we thank you that there are many things we can learn. Lord, we don't know the future, but we do know we can trust you and we can find, Lord, that kindness pays off. And we want to ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.